Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We've read all the books, we've bought all the courses, we've tried all the tactics, and all in search of some mythical secret to growth and scaling that always seems to let us down whenever we find it. So now I invite you to take a completely different path with me. It's not risk-free, and in fact, it's a little scary sometimes, but it is this path that has forged one winner after another. If you've made it here on the show today, we're going to spend the next 15 minutes demonstrating how to leverage everything. My name is Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ, the smart choice for hiring remote international talent so you can leverage your business with experienced, vetted virtual assistants. You can tap into our college-educated, experienced, and loyal workforce who are ready to step in and 10x your production in as little as 7 days. And also save up to 70% versus hiring locally. To learn more, you can go to vaiq.net. That's vaiq.net. Today's guest is Chandra Kostan. She's a U.S. Navy veteran, seasoned project manager, business strategist, and coach. And she's here to guide new and aspiring business builders through strategies, mindsets, and mechanisms that turn purpose into profits. Chandra, welcome to the show. What is one thing that you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
Thanks, Josh, for having me. I would have to say my superpower would definitely be strategy, right? As a project manager, it is the thing that I do best. I typically use time management strategies in order to leverage my time and to max out. So when people say, "Hey, describe yourself," I say I'm a very disciplined, free spirit, right? So all that strategy allows me to be perfectly who I am, and do all the things I love to do.
A disciplined, free spirit. Let's unpack that.
So really quickly, as you know, time management strategies, everyone's always trying to do more with less. You can't get more hours, so you have to increase your capacity. How do you do that? You do that with strategy, right? And so it's the famous Pareto principle, the Pomodoro technique, right? It's the famous time blocking, right? To get that focus time in and do what you got to do so that you have more time to enjoy the things that you love. I literally just got back from Asia for 2 weeks. So that would tell you I practice what I preach.
Well said. And so let's talk a little bit about some of the strategies that you deploy now to help people stay focused on getting to the next level and looking at that next step.
Absolutely. So if a client comes to me, most of them do, outside of them telling me they're overwhelmed, that's number one. The second thing I hear is I don't have enough time, right? And we all say that. We don't have enough time. We have so much responsibilities. And so I say, "Hey, let's first of all do an audit. See what you have on your plate. See what we can kind of scale back on." I always say automate, delegate, eliminate, right? Those are the first three. But after that, I'm going to say, "Hey, I see you have some challenges in this area. Let's employ some of these techniques." And I'll tell them exactly how I manage my schedule after I look at how they manage their schedule. And so for me personally, that is, let's identify the 20% that's going to make the 80% of impact. And then let's eliminate the noise so we can dial it in, right? And then during your day, let's go ahead and set up some time blocks. We're going to batch off some tasks that make sense for you. And then we're going to turn around and make some focus time blocks so that you can kind of tune in and get that done. What I also find is for those that do time blocks, they find out they're a little, I want to say antsy, but they're like really annoyed over a long period of time. And I have to tell them, I said, the reason that you want to use the beauty of the Pomodoro technique is really that you take those short breaks. I said, if you're sitting at a computer and you're like this all day, and this is my hairband, but if you're like this all day and your brain is just constantly being stretched, it's not having the time to relax, right? And that's where that self-care comes in so that you can be a better person for yourself and for your family and for your clients. But you want to take those short breaks, and that's when you want to check your social media, grab a sandwich, stretch your legs, walk the dog, whatever that looks like. But when you come back in, then you can refocus, either refocus on what you left or refocus on a new task, but it gives you a fresh start, right? And so once they incorporate two to four of those and they get it in the habit, and of course I'm the coach, I'm holding them accountable, they find that they're starting to make stride. They're finding that they're beginning to have balance. They're finding that they're a happier person, they're more relaxed, right? Because I use the same thing, it just totally works. So when I do need to take those breaks, I do take a break. The other thing I do is theme days, right? I'm focusing on certain things on certain days, because it really helps me kind of say, okay, on this day, It's my day. Fridays, Saturdays are my self-care days. So don't ask me to do anything. I'm not checking anything. I'm completely unplugging, and I'm okay with that because if I can't show up for me, I can't show up for everybody else. And so that's how I kind of learned to leverage that time, le learn to leverage that strategy and that discipline. And it allows me to be a free spirit on the backside.
So I've heard this said a few different ways now that the best way to maximize your productive time is to maximize your rest time,
Oh,
because
yeah.
rest is also productive.
It is.
One way it's been explained to me before is you kind of got like two hemispheres in your brain that serve two different functions. One of them's creative and fun, the other one is work and serious. And if you spend too much time, serious brain, play brain is going to be like, come on, let's have fun. And you're like, no. And eventually it's just going to take over. And it's going to say, well, if you're not going to let me have fun, I'm not going to let you work. And then you're tanked there. So it's like, it's important to strike that balance.
Yeah, I never thought of it quite like that, but I do like that. As a woman, I say I'm androgynous, right? And so you have both sides, and I'm very logical thinking, which makes me a perfect program manager, project manager, right? Because I'm always looking at structure, all those things, systems. But on the other side, it's like I'm this flowy flower child that is looking to frolic, right? And so, and because it allows me to be creative, it allows me to be emotional. And so when I'm talking to my clients, which are typically women, it completely makes sense. They're like, how are you getting this done? How are you making this make sense? But when I help them kind of tap into their balance, right, they're incorporating that strategy, but they're also like, if they're having a bad day, I'm like, hey, let's not talk about work today. Let's talk about you. How are you doing? Right. And giving them that space, then they're learning, like, okay, I'm important. Like what I say matter or how I feel matters. And so you kind of have to employ the two. But I think what you said is also key. I like that one. I'm gonna borrow that if you don't mind.
Stolen from somebody else, so feel free to use it with my implied permission from some other person that told me. Well, let's talk about when it comes down to the idea of leverage, and we need to really be able to leverage our time and leverage our energy in your situation. What are some key observations that you've seen when people start to burn out? Like, where are the stop gaps? Like, where can we stop them? Or how can we recognize that we're heading that way towards this burnout and chop it off?
A lot of times they have. We should pay attention. I won't say they. We should pay attention to our relationships, right? And so the people that you hold close to you typically will sound the alarm. Your body will sound the alarm. You will notice your personality changing, your health changing, your sleep changing, things like that. And it'll tell you, like, hey, something needs to change. From a business perspective, you'll see it all around your business where you can't seem to catch up. Everything is falling apart, kind of, you're spiraling, if that makes any sense. And so you have to kind of take a minute and step back and say, wait a minute, being more proactive than reactive, right? So when we're looking at life from that perspective, it's like, okay, how do I call it lessons learned. Can think leverage, I guess, lessons learned. How can we leverage those lessons learned so that not only am I more functional and a better person, but also I'm more proactive moving forward. So I'm less reactive.
So tell us a little bit about what you're doing now and who you serve and how you can help them.
Absolutely. So I tend to serve older women, right, 40 plus, that are looking to become business owners or who are business owners and they're looking to scale. I help them to get clear in their business. I help them to strategize and then I hold them accountable to execute. It works because of that balance we just talked about. A lot of them, like I said, the number one problem I hear from my clients is I am completely overwhelmed. Like I don't know what to do. And a lot of times, what you find in confusion is that once you get clear, you become unstuck. You're able to move forward because you have a better idea of where to go and what to do.
Yeah, well said. And so, how can somebody learn more about what you do and connect with you?
Absolutely. So, my name is Chanda Costin. You can reach me at chanda-co.com or chanda two underscores co on social media platforms.
I got to underline it twice. It's so important.
Underline, yes.
Awesome. Thanks so much for that, Chanda. And just out of curiosity, in the background there, it says third quarter, coach. What's going on? What does that mean?
Timeline, right? So most of my clients are in the third quarter of life. We've done the young stuff, we've done the middle-aged stuff, we raised the families, we did the careers, and we did all the things. And now we find ourselves, some of us with adult children, some of us on the other end of being the supportive spouse or, doing a corporate career. And it's like, well, what about now? What about my life? What about me? Right? And so they come into it knowing that they want to accomplish something, they want to, achieve something that is meaningful to them. And they don't know quite what that looks like or how to go at it. And so, third quarter.
Very good. That's awesome. That makes a lot of sense to me now that you've explained it. Cool. Great. Well, hey, we're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Chanda Kustin, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how she leverages time and energy. For those of you who want to connect directly, you can go to chanda-co.com, or you can find her on Instagram, chanda2_co. And once again, if you want to leverage your time, energy and resources to the max, manage remote talent is your answer. You can learn how to save up to 70% on your next hire and avoid all the common pitfalls of hiring international remote workers by going to vaiq.net. And hey, listen, if you want to win, push your chips in. It's time to leverage everything.